You're listening to BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by BidOnFusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. Now, call us now and tell it like it is. 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-4630. Sometimes my eyes go all blurry.
Yes.
Make it up.
They do. Hey, it's time to check out our new seller events calendar. And you can find it under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. Just go on ebayradio.com, click the big blue Archives on Demand button, then find the Seller Events calendar under Seller Resources tab. Click on the event's name on the calendar to get a pop-up window, and you get all the 411s on it. So what we have is tonight, as a matter of fact.
What's tonight?
eBay Sellers, The Villages, Florida.
Oh.
Selling on it. We know who that is.
The Villages. That's where Bobby
moved. Bobby lives. This is Bobby.
Oh, Bobby.
She's gone, but she started selling on eBay again.
Oh, that's so fantastic.
I know. I almost cried.
I want to be Bobby's girl.
Selling on eBay and growing your business. And the organizer, of course, is, I think it's Bobby. Her name is not on here for some reason.
It has to be.
Oh, contact details. BobbyM03801 at gmail.com. Exactly. It is Bobby. And they're meeting tonight at 6:30 p.m.
Yeah.
At, listen to this, Dunkin'
what?
Donuts.
Oh, God.
Dunkin' Donuts at 3460 Wedgewood Lane, The Villages,
my
Florida.
My downfall. Anything for a coffee roll.
And they're going to talk about selling on eBay and growing your business. So if you go on our calendar, you can click on the information and find out everything you need to know. And next week coming up, we have the SoCal E-Commerce Sellers Group. We'll be talking about that on Thursday.
Yeah.
And also coming up next week is Midwest E-Com 2014 by sellers for sellers. And that's happening on July 24th.
So. Fantastic.
We'll let you know all about that as we go on. You ready to go to the phones?
Always.
Chad in Destin, Florida. User ID, Golden Finger Picker. Hey, Chad, what's your question or comment?
Hey, how's it going? How's it going?
Going pretty good.
This is kind of a moral question. You know, a lot of us out there are resellers or pickers. You know, we get this stuff really cheap. This particular question is on a really high-end shirt I purchased. It is authentic and all that, but I had it on sale for like $80, picked it up for like
$3.99. Sure.
So it's one of those really good scores. I had gotten a question from a buyer asking me, where did I get this shirt? And, you know, it's one of those moral things of, well, I got it at a thrift store for $3.99. I mean, I don't know what they're attempting to, what kind of answer they're looking for.
Yeah. They're probably looking for as much information as you want to divulge, but here's the thing. You don't have to divulge anything.
No, and I wouldn't tell them.
You could say, oh, I got it from one of my sources. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, or somebody had said, you know, I got it at a national retail chain, you know, which is a Goodwill. But,
you don't have to lie, though. Wait a minute, Chad. Let's go to your moral compass for a moment.
Uh-huh.
All right? You don't have to lie.
But you don't have to reveal.
You don't have to reveal, but you don't have to lie.
Right. You could say, I just got it from one of my sources.
Like what Griff said, that's not lying. That's the truth.
Yeah.
No merchant. So it's an interesting question. If somebody was to ask me, oh, what did you pay for that? I'd say, well, that's an interesting question, and thank you. I just wouldn't. I mean, it's not immoral or a lack of morals to not tell as a merchant what you paid for something. And I'm always amazed at how many people ask that. I would never ask a merchant what they paid for something.
Right.
But when they ask you, you don't have to give them the answer. You can say, well, that's private.
Well, I feel really bad. Why? I feel really bad because I'm in a big group of people, you know, in our, like, YouTube hangouts and stuff. And I admit it. I lied, and I have felt really bad since then. And because I consider myself a really honest, but it was, like, on the spot. I was in my car. We were driving around. I got this message. And
we've all done it, so here's what you do.
But it's not a moral issue. I'm gonna absolve you of any guilt you might feel. What was the lie that you told, for example?
I believe I said it was received in a gift basket.
That's a lie.
So, yeah, big deal.
And it's a fib. I agree with Griff that it's a fib. However, you don't have to lie.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but even that you made up a story, that's fine. It's okay. You're all right. Don't worry about it.
I don't really give out my sources, but thank you for asking.
Sometimes people ask my age, and I'll say, I'm 49. What do you think? It's a lie.
And they say to him, I think you're lying.
And I'll say, well, until I whip out my birth certificate, you'll never know. So you're just going to have to go with your gut.
Just tell them you don't give out your sources, but thank you for asking.
Yeah.
Right.
Find a nice way to say it.
I love this question. Yeah.
I do. I love the question.
People are so forward.
But I was honest about it and told everybody what I did, and they're like, oh.
See, you were honest about it and told everybody what you did because you felt guilty.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, absolutely. But because I consider myself a really honest person, and, you know, but I was on the spot, and I just made the bad decision at that time.
I get it.
Well, because you know why? Because you're a good person who didn't want to say none of your business.
Yeah, I'm that type of person.
We have a policy that we do not give out our sources, but thank you so much for asking. You're going to love that shirt. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's all you have to say.
That's pretty good answer.
I like it. Chad, thank you.
We find our sources in fine stores everywhere.
Yes, we do. Chad, thank you very much for your call.
That's a great question, though.
It is. And keep listening, Chad, because I have another issue here that I'm going to talk about right now.
But wait, before we go, I have to ask him one question. So, Chad, are you religious?
Yes,
you don't have to answer that. No, you don't have to. No, I'm putting you on the spot again. Would you mind if I absolve you?
Sure.
Okay, so close your eyes. Bow your head. By the power vested in me and the general universe, I absolve you of any guilt that you may feel. How's that?
Perfect.
And now you know what to say next time.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Chad. Bye-bye. Hey,
thanks,
Griff,
Chad.
You don't have to lie. You really don't. No. I understand how he did it. We get caught off guard and we say something. You know, I get that. Yeah. I do.
So what happens? What happens to that I'm finding, and I was told this would happen when I was younger, is as you get older, that hesitancy that people feel like, oh, my heavens, I've just been asked a question. What should I say? I'm just blunt. I'm finding I have to control my bluntness a little time. Somebody asked me, what do you think of this dress? I said, it looked good on someone else. These things actually, but what you do is you have
to
say.
That's when I believe you can fib.
No, but I have a hard time fibbing as I get older.
See, my moral.
So what I do is I've developed an expression, and it's not hard to do when you get my age, because except for the fact that she's a different gender, we're starting to look alike, and I have facial hair, is you just adopt that beatific smile, that beatific smile that Betty White has. And you say, oh, my dear, that dress would look great on someone else. Oh,
I love that show, by the way.
Well, you just had to be Betty White.
Out of Cleveland. Listen, speaking of issues about customer service and moral issues and stuff, we got a Contact Us email from Guy in Pennsylvania.
Guy.
He's known on eBay as Good Guy Goods.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to read this to you.
Please.
He said, hello, Lee and Griff.
Hi.
I know you are not the complaint department, but just had to write this note as I just had a problem with a top-rated seller, and I'm absolutely appalled that I was treated the way I was by a top-rated seller, since I myself has held that title since I started selling on eBay.
Uh-oh.
My wife bought a pair of curtains for the new house, which is also where we run our business. She bid on the curtains and won. but we had not changed our address yet as we are just moving. And yes, moving does suck. Anyhow, we changed the address on PayPal as well as eBay, then paid for the curtains. But I double-checked, and the order still had the old address.
Yeah.
I contacted the seller immediately, less than 2 minutes after I paid, to tell them the new address and explain what happened. The seller answered, "Nope, we already printed the label, and they will go to the old address." He said, I answered, "How can that be? I just paid moments before." She said, "I am fast, and I'm not reprinting a label because I don't get my money back right away, and I'm not going to wait." She said it was my fault, as I should have gotten my mail forwarded. I said, "Gee, thanks. Great customer service there. I will tell my wife not to purchase from you anymore." And she answered, "Fine with me. I gave you free shipping. If you had paid for your shipping, this wouldn't have happened. That is why I hate free shipping." That's what the seller said to his buyer.
Oh, that's horrible.
And he says, "What in the world? I ask you, Griffin Lee, and sellers listening, what would you do? We have never, ever given a seller negative feedback or low DSRs. But in all the years my wife and I have dealt on eBay, we never got treated like this."
So the seller is asking for, at the least, a defect, because they are deliberately at a point where they have a chance to not let it happen. They are deliberately sending this to a place where it's going to be item not received. They're actually, and for what? For what reason? Why would they do this? Why would you spite someone in a case like this? And this isn't an incident where somebody is asking. Someone's, you know, after the fact, and the item's already been shipped, and that can be, let's talk about
this. So Guy says, "Thanks for being my therapist. Thanks for listening." Guy, we need to talk about this more when we come back.
We will. This open phone segment was brought to you by Bid on Fusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. Coming up, don't miss the final segment. I have thoughts here on eBay Radio.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 268.
eBayers gathered at Bally's in Las Vegas for the 2014 three-day eBay Radio Party and Conference event. During a live broadcast of eBay Radio, they lined up at the microphone to...
Show us your tips.
Show us your tips!
Hi, my name is Rick, and my online handle is CyberSells by Rick. And my tip is another shipping tip on how to save money and make the packages look good and recycle, which is to use the lighter weight boxes that products often come in from the store, Turn them inside out. Use a little glue stick. They look great on the outside. And don't forget to put in a nice-looking packing slip, a business card, and a candy or some gift.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
And now, more of eBay Radio's top-rated Seller Hour open phones. We're waiting for your call. Here's your host, Griff.
Today's final segment is brought to you by CabbageOfTheK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. Oh, was I waiting for that break to get over?
So we have to recap a little
Please recap.
We got a contact us email,
yes, which we did.
The way, it's on the bottom of the eBay Radio player you're listening to us on right now. If you click on contact us, we get it during the show.
Yes.
His name is Guy. He's from Pennsylvania. Had a terrible situation happen with a top-rated seller who just treated him like crap. I mean, said, I don't care about you. She answered, I gave you free shipping. If you had paid for your shipping, this wouldn't have happened. He called her 2 minutes after he bought the item to say his address had changed.
Right, and he had already changed it on PayPal and eBay, but the order details still showed his old address, and he's since moved. So he called. He got in touch right away, 2 minutes after purchase, and the seller said, too late. I've already printed the label. I'm not reprinting it. Your fault. You should have known better. This is what you get. You get free shipping.
Oh, she told him you should have gotten a from the post office a forwarding address. Well, I'm sure he did, but
so I sure hope that guy gets his item. But to think this is like a knife in my heart to think that a fellow eBay seller is deliberately creating a situation like this is unconscionable. Now I know. Griff, you don't have both sides of the story. I'd find it hard to figure out that there was another side of the story that would be justified.
The curtains were $13, probably shipped for a couple of dollars. Not an expensive proposition.
Yeah. God, I know we all have bad days some days. I would assume that if you're an adult and you're in business, that you have enough control over yourself that you would not take out your bad day on an innocent customer who's just handed you money for something?
She told him, I'm not reprinting a label because I don't get my money back right away and I'm not going to wait.
When you reprint a label, you know, if you void a label out and then reprint it, you don't get your money back. But the seller's not being absolutely correct here because you don't have to void that label. In that amount of time, you can reprint it for free, and before you reprint it, you just edit the address so that the buyer, it's the right address. So the seller, A, doesn't know what he or she is talking about, but even if that had been true, that's just not the customer's fault.
This is a person who doesn't deserve to be a top-rated seller, number one. Besides the fact that in the universe, they suck. You cannot.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
When you are an entrepreneur, you cannot do this in the universe. You cannot do this.
You know, the universe doesn't care either way, but that's neither here nor there.
This is terrible.
Yeah, it's an insane.
So, would you leave this person bad DSRs?
Oh, in a heartbeat. Are you kidding? I would give him time to rethink about it. In fact, my response back would be, come on, really? Are you having a bad day? I sell two occasionally, and I know we can have a bad day. I'm just asking you, if you print the label out right now, you should be able to print it without having to void it, and when you reprint, you should be able to edit it. If that's not possible here, I'll tell you what, I'll send you the money for the label, but don't make me have to work extra hard for a $13 pair of curtains. Come on. And if the response back was then, too bad, it's over, then I'd say, I wouldn't say anything because I never threaten. I would just say, all right, well, thank you for your help, such as it is. And I would leave appropriate feedback. And the appropriate feedback in this case for me would be big, fat, negative feedback. It would be because, I mean, if I could make it fatter, I would. I think deliberately making a bad buying experience. How can you do this? Ugh, just infuriates me.
And what if this had been a new buyer?
Right.
We would have lost him completely.
We would have, he'd go away and
that's right.
Never shop again.
Exactly.
Oh, I'd do anything for my buyers. I really will. I like my buyers. They buy used shirts from me. Used. Who buys used shirts? Who would buy? You can buy new shirts, but no, they come to me and they buy used shirts, and I want to get down on my knees and just say I'm not worthy and thank you, and I hope you like it, and if you don't, I'm going to take it back. It's just a used shirt, but they seem happy. I just don't feel, I don't think I'm like granting them some special privilege or they're doing me a great service. They're buying used clothing. Used! It's used clothing!
Ah! No, I'm with you, babe. 100%. We all are. I can't imagine
anyone. I need
anyone.
A pill. I really need something to take.
And I realize that people have bad days, really. Yes, we all do, right?
Yeah.
But this is ridiculous.
Okay, I'm calm now. I had a sip of coffee. Anyway.
So people on the chat board are saying they can hardly wait for your photography information.
Yes,
people are really looking forward to
it. I got to tell you, we work with this great team. It took 2 days, full days, to do 8 short tip videos on photography. And I think they're going to be really cool. So you're going to want to watch for those. In the meantime, stay tuned, and we'll be back on Thursday. Of course, this segment is over now. It was brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers who are just like you. And we will be live again this Thursday.
Oh, I'm stopping you from 1 minute, because for 1 second, because I have to tell you that some of the people in the chat board do not agree with us.
I don't care. I actually don't
care. Bottom line, they are both bad bidders and bad sellers.
This is not a bad buyer. And if you think that this case, that this buyer is bad, and I know I'm going to cause a furor here, re-examine your own business practices, because this is a seller issue. This is a bad seller. We'll be live again this Thursday, July 17th, with eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And we'll see you then. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing, Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares and give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
Where is the Seller Information Center? I can't find the fee calculator.
Isn't there a downloadable PDF about that?
The eBay website is full of useful information if you know where to find it. You need eBay Radio's Seller Bookmarks. It's a list of essential links on eBay.com. Go to eBayRadio.com and click Archives on Demand. You'll find Seller Bookmarks under the Seller Resources tab. eBay Radio Seller Bookmarks. eBay links you didn't even know existed.
When eBay sellers wanted the largest possible box that would fit inside a USPS Priority Flat Rate Pattern envelope, Mark and Robin of Bubble Fast had that box created by their suppliers. It's called the Scotty Stuffer, and it's specifically designed to ship breakables like coffee mugs safely and securely. Try it and use the discount code Scotty for 5% off your entire order at BubbleFast.com. Bubble Fast has been listening to online sellers since 1999.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
Your calls are eBay Radio's reason for being. But if you can't call in, simply email your question, comment, or listening dish request directly to us. Just click Contact Us on the eBay radio player during the show. Fill out the web form and hit the Submit button. Griffin Lee can't promise to respond to every email received, but they'll certainly do their best. That's Contact Us on the eBay radio player. Fill out the web form and hit Submit. We look forward to hearing from you.